Elections. Bernard Arindo has won the Nyamira County Boda Boda chairmanship for the fourth time consecutively after narrowly beating his two opponents. Arindo garnered 132 votes against Dominic Babu's 110 votes and Victor Nyauma, who polled 70 votes. Out of 312 votes cast, only one was spoilt. In his maiden speech, Arindo thanked the electorate for exuding confidence in his leadership. "I want to thank all of you, County Boda Boda Association chairpersons, for turning up for this election exercise and re-electing me as your chairman for the next 5 years. You have stamped your confidence in my leadership, and I promise to serve you committedly," he affirmed. He appealed to his competitors to join him in his resolve to man the Boda Boda industry professionally to earn respect just like other businesses in the country. National Boda Boda Association of Kenya, BAK, Chairman Kevin Mbadi, who jointly presided over the election with Nyamira South Deputy County Commissioner Florence Abunga, congratulated Arindo for his win and at the same time challenged him to take the responsibilities of his office seriously. Nyamira County Boda Boda Association re-elected Chairman Bernard Arindo, left in brown leather jacket, receiving his certificate from National Boda Boda Association of Kenya, BAK, Chairman Kevin Mbadi. Mbadi urged Nyamira County Government to give the Boda Boda leadership an office to operate from, arguing the industry is one of the key economic growth drivers in the county and the country at large. One of the voters, Richard Atunga, expressed satisfaction with the election, describing it as having been carried out peacefully and transparently. "During previous elections, it's only chairpersons from sub-counties who used to elect the county chairperson, but the process has transformed over time and today chairmen from all registered Boda Boda stages from the 20 wards in the county vote for the county chairman seat," Atunga said. "The Boda Boda industry is a robust transport sector which is engaging hundreds of youths in the country to sustain their livelihoods and is contributing a great deal to the country's economic growth.